The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? It's Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life whatsoever, but they're funny. And there's a time to laugh, according to the Bible. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, we hope. Before this introduction is over, life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because I'm blessed and highly favored. That's the only thing I can tell you. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And for the most part, we just don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk hope with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thing right there. Let's see if you guys can get this. Oh, I don't want to say this is tough. But, here's a tough question to you to open up with. What is your favorite scripture from the book of Leviticus? Ha ha ha. You got that? I was going to a gospel. You thought I was going to say, nope. What is your favorite scripture from the book of Leviticus? Yes, let's see. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, part of the Torah, the first five books. What is your favorite passage from the book of Leviticus? And if you're going, I don't think I've read that. Ding, 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 ding. What is your favorite scripture from the book of Leviticus? If you have a response to that question, if you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a different question, please don't let it die of loneliness. Just reach out and give us a call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. And when you call, 972-445-0770, well, by golly, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like talking to a person that you can count on. Hello.
Thank you, David. Happy Tuesday. Happy 6-year anniversary.
6-year anniversary. Thank you, my friend, for bringing that up. It has been 6 years of doing shows. You have to love it. And actually, our very own Jammin' Jacob asked me a very interesting question. Actually, for a second, I had to think about it. He said, does it feel like 6 years? And it's like, no. It doesn't really feel like it's that long, which is, I think it's a good sign. I think that's something that's good. It just, I don't know if it's when you get older, things fly by, or if it's also just all the great things that have come about, all the people that have shared, all the people that have blessed me, and all the awesome things that have been done. But I, for one, am pretty thankful for the 6 years. In fact, I think we have a song that goes along with that. What do we have?
Oh, Happy anniversary, pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary, but be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary, oh!
Isn't that great?
I should have memorized that and then sung it myself. That would have been pretty funny.
For those that don't know, that's from the Flintstones.
Yep, Flintstones.
So 6 years, folks, we have made it thus far. Our prayer, our commitment to the Lord as best as we can, is this next seventh year would be the best year we've ever had on radio. That is our prayer. That is our hope. That is my hope for you as well as for myself. I mean, there's no way you're going to, no, I want it to be excellent for everybody, but lousy for me. No, I'm not saying that. I want it to be excellent for everybody, including myself. So I just want to point out, if you want to reach out to us, we've already told you how to do that by telephone. That number, of course, 972-445-0770. You can also text during the show. That text number, different than the other number, just for text. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Now, that's the ministry number, but that ministry number during the show is only for text. 214-210-8483. Or you can email us. So you can call us, you can text us, you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. David, because that's my name. @hemustincrease.org. John 3:30 is the name of the ministry where we get it from, He Must Increase Ministry. So david@hemustincrease.org, because we're a nonprofit corporation. We don't make a profit, and I ain't a prophet. So you know we're a nonprofit corporation. A couple things to let you know before we get rolling in different realms. The reason that you would reach out to us and call, the reason that you might send a text, the reason that you might email us is because perhaps you have a testimony, a praise report, something you want to share that is something that blessed you. The Lord did it. It's great to share it. It blesses others. It honors the Lord. It's a great thing. Just a great process for the body of Christ to be able to rejoice together. Additionally, prayer requests. People join one another's struggles by prayer. We know that from Romans 15:30. And so if you've got something you need prayer for, it doesn't matter if it's doesn't have to be a bad thing. It could be a good thing. That part doesn't matter. We're just simply saying to you, do you need prayer? We're your brothers and sisters. We'll all pray with you. You're going to pray the way Jesus taught us to pray. In Mark chapter 14, verse 36, Abba, Father, starts with the address to God. You can do anything, the acknowledgement of our faith. Then he said, let this cup pass before me. In that petition, that was his specific request. And then the submission, nonetheless, not mine, but thy will be done. And we'll pray, and we'll seek the Lord, and we'll join our faith with yours and bring it before the Lord. Maybe you've just got something you want to share that's just on your heart and on your mind. It's just such a blessing. You're just like, oh, this is so great. I just want to share it. It's not even a testimony. It's just something that to kind of give me a zinger or a gracelet, some little thing the Lord gave you that was a super big blessing. Awesome. Now, I do want people to remember that we are still doing our buddy program. I haven't decided whether we should keep the buddy program for per week or per month. Getting a little bit of, I don't know, I think it was better at the per month process. But the buddy program is somebody calls in, we talk about somebody, somebody is brought up, and you hear about that person, and you make a commitment to pray for them. So far, we've been changing it and moving it to the per week basis. We might move it back to the per month basis so that you have a buddy, your buddy for the month kind of mentality. Still praying about that. Two things I want to bring up to you. Number one, don't forget some of the people that need prayer. Our very own Robert and Rosalind need Angelina as well as their self to get prayer. We're still trying to reach out to Keith Oakley to know how he's doing and where things are going for him. That's also very important. Then the last thing I want to bring up before anything else is the audiobook is still in the review process. I suspect, although they tell me 10 days when you first submit it, I suspect sometime this week we'll find out about the audiobook, and we're going to do our best to give away 50 free audiobook copies of The Faith That Pleases God because we think that's important. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And one of our goals in our show is to really gear towards everybody drawing closer to the Lord. The scripture says in James 4:8, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. He is asking us to make the move to draw near to him. Isn't that cool? Wow. All right, we do have somebody on the line. Not sure what's going on, so let's go ahead and send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Shell.
Hi, Shell. How are you?
Doing good. Doing very good. Thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. Glad you're part of the program, part of the audience, part of the prayer people, part of all of it. And we love that you're a part of it.
Okie doke. I guess, where do I want to start? I'll throw down Leviticus chapter 26, simply because it's the day, it's my birthday.
So, wait.
I'll leave it at that.
So, wait. So, today is your birthday?
No, the 26th of November.
Oh, the 26th is your birthday. So, you're going to go Leviticus 26. And what is it you like? What is it? You know how you have said, what is it you like?
Oh.
You don't have to be specific, just generally.
I just got done reading that.
Okay.
I just don't know what to think of all the chapters preceding it, because it goes through all the offerings, the wave offerings, the sin offerings, and everything. And one of the things that I focus on in my own life is honoring the Sabbath day and not working.
Uh-huh.
Even to the point where I try not even to do my own little things, like hobby things. So if it is at all possible. And then this touches on how that reward comes to the Israelites. They will be rewarded if they follow all of this.
Yeah, so it's the blessings out of 26, right? So it's Leviticus 26 is all about the blessings part, right? It's like you do this, I'm going to bless you, going to bless you. If you do this, you do this, you do this, you do this, I'm going to bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. It's awesome, and that's a great, great portion. A lot of people don't even know that's in the Bible. And it's like this whole section on the Lord saying, hey, I'm going to, you know, if you obey me, it's going to be great for you. If you don't obey me, it ain't going to be great for you. He kind of just lays it out there.
It's actually going to be very bad for you if you don't obey me.
Exactly.
You go through all those chapters, like where the two sons, and I can't remember who it was.
Oh, yes.
Walked in with incense, and it's like, oh, no, you're done.
Yep. Yep, that was one way too far, the Lord said. Not going to happen for you, boys. And that was the end of that. They offered strange fire on the altar. And the Lord was like, no, this is my altar. Yeah. We don't do that.
Yeah. And I'm reading all that right now. I'm trying to read a combination of new and old. And it's fascinating to me. I can see how you could read it 40 different times in 40 different translations.
Yep. Excellent. But that's excellent that you answered that. That's
not even the reason I called.
Okay. Oh, well, then what's the reason? Okay, well, that's good. So you went on and you had an answer. You had something else going on, but you had something else that you need prayer for.
If you remember, on Friday I sent you a text message about praying for my mother-in-law.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. On Saturday. So I asked a gentleman that I had just met, and we kind of hit it off. I said, hey, would you mind just praying for me tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? On Saturday, I guess, sure, I'll do that. So I got done work, and I went to my mother-in-law's house. And what I had asked you for is for healing and for just, I don't know what the right word is, but she'd stopped eating solid food and was down to basically a liquid diet, which in my humble opinion is kind of towards the end of a person's life.
Right.
I walk into the room, and what is she doing? She is eating solid food and has been eating solid food every day since.
Wow. What? Did that just blow your mind? Did you just go, wait, what are you doing? You're eating solid food.
Well, I struggled and stressed out over praying for her, praying with her the whole time. I don't know why, because I'm not afraid to talk to anybody. And I'm not afraid to do anything at any given time, even pray in front of somebody. But for some reason, I just felt just, it's almost like Satan was trying to stop me from having the comfort that I needed to have to go in there and just sincerely pray with her. And, you know, in light of everything, all of a sudden you see God's hand in everything. She's eating solitude, and I'm not in there by myself. I'm in there with Ish, who was her son, and we all pray together for her. So it turned out just phenomenal.
That's phenomenal.
And I'm going to say this: it wouldn't have happened had it not been for everybody praying that I know.
That is correct.
And God,
that's it.
Hearing it, you know.
Yep, that's it. That's you're exactly right. It's bringing when the Lord enters into a situation and we're praying, we're asking for help. It's like the prayer that we're seeking is "Thy will be done." You know, "Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And when you have an answer to prayer, that's the will of God manifest and expressed. And it's just like, how awesome is that though? And you're just like going, "Okay, all right, I'm in touch with the supernatural because I see what's going on here." And you know it's the Lord. You know there's no other way.
Yeah. And I wanted to call in yesterday. I just ran out of time and energy and all kinds of stuff happened. And I said, I'm not gonna let that be the defeated whatever it was for me not calling in yesterday, because I thought of it as soon as it happened on Saturday that I needed to tell you on Monday. I didn't want to text it to you either. I wanted to share it.
Well, I appreciate that. It's a beautiful thing to share on a 6-year anniversary. You know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things. It's like, oh, yeah, that's perfect. So maybe that was a little bit more of the Lord going, just hold on. And then, bam.
Take a breath, Shell. Take a breath.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I know that experience in the good of it and in the bad of it. I know it all too well. Excellent, my brother. That's phenomenal. That's excellent. Just a great testimony and a great job.
Thank you. And that's all I got.
All right, my brother. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you mightily. That's my prayer for you.
Thank you.
All right. God bless, bro.
All right, brother. Have a great show. Love
Thank
you, man.
You. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That's Shell. So if you want to pray for somebody, bring them as your buddy. There you go. There's somebody right there. Excellent testimony. This is what we're talking about. Listen, I know, and I love some of the people on our show, and I love that they call in. Now, listen, we're not a church, we're a fellowship. And you say, well, okay, but I kind of look at it like a church. Well, I know, but a church does communion and a church does baptisms, and we don't do that. So in lieu of that, we're still a fellowship. We're still part of it. And we get to share with one another and bless with one another. And I think what's important is that we get to cry with one another and laugh with one another, because it's living the Christian walk the way that God intended it to be as Christians, as a community. It doesn't mean we're exclusionary, like we hate everybody else. But the Bible says, do good to all men, especially them of the household of God. And it's just like, that's what we're told to do. It's like, okay, let's do that, because God said, let's do that. And then you heard me say multiple times this year, I've really made a kind of a punchy kind of element, and that is simply this: to say to everybody, Jesus made it clear. You know, we have the summation of the commandments in Matthew chapter 22. And then Jesus says in John 13, a new commandment I give you. So this is past those other two. He said, I got a new one for you. Love one another as I have loved you. How Jesus loves us is deeper than how we love ourselves. And then he says, by this, all men will know you're my disciples. When we do that, we're evangelizing without even knowing it. That's how important that is, right? All right, we do have, I think, somebody else on the line. Let's go ahead and send them through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Dr. David. This is Joanne.
Hi, Joanne. How are you today?
I'm very blessed, and I love what Shell said. And in fact, he answered like I would answer, and I'm glad he got in first because he just expounded on that so beautifully. But yes, I also love Leviticus 26. It talks about the blessings of obedience. And Dr. David, one time when I went to my doctor's office, this is quite a number of years back, and I was very concerned about a health situation. And I was waiting for him in the little treatment room, and he had a Bible in there, and I asked the Lord to please speak to me. So I opened up at random to that very chapter in Leviticus 26, about the you know, the blessings of obedience. And I even shared that with the doctor when he walked in and got to, you know, testify about the Lord's faithfulness. So, and it turned out everything was fine, but it's just amazing how the Lord can use his word like that to be such a blessing. So thank you and congratulations on 6 years, and we're just so happy you're here.
Yeah, that's very kind of you, and I will say my wife is happy I'm out of the house. But along with that, now you and Cordelia also have been just phenomenal. By the way, how's Cordelia feeling? Is she doing better?
Yes. So I wanted to report in on answered prayers. So Cordelia is so much better, and I am too. We both got the flu last week, and it was the worst illness we've had in 5 years.
Wow.
And high fever, and for her vomiting and body aches. Astonishingly robust case of illness. It was not COVID tested for that, but by God's great mercy, we're fine. We're almost completely over it. And also, I had called in last Monday for my sister-in-law who had been rushed to the emergency room. Dr. David, you were so sweet. Y'all were so sweet to pray for Rachel. And my brother went with her. What had happened, she has diabetes, but they were thinking her blood glucose was a normal, like 126. But her meter had malfunctioned, and her reading was actually 31, which is just, you know, dangerously low, anything below 70. So it took a few days. The hospital got her equipment fixed, and she's back home. So that's a praise. And Cordelia and I are just so, so much better. And then just one other quick thing.
Yep.
So last night I felt well enough to go to I have an educators meeting, and it's at a wonderful large church. And we were randomly assigned to different people. So I was assigned to two people. We had a little contest called Which Member Has the Coolest Phone? And it talked about, like, who has a Facebook app or an Uber app, et cetera. And you get points, you know, or if you have different apps and how many pictures and how many people in there. And it happened to be that they assigned me two people who knew my brother. And those two ladies raved about Eugene and how much he had done for the church and for them. So I took a 1-minute video and I sent it to Eugene, and he, you know, he's such a sweetheart and a saint. So it was like the Lord assigned me to these two people, the two women who were so blessed by his life. So that's how the Lord orchestrates things, Dr. Spoon. He just puts us with people and circumstances, and it's not an accident. It's just such a miracle of the Holy Spirit's work in our lives.
That is awesome. See, I love that. I've used this this teach a few different times, but I just think people need to really grasp that. On one perspective, it's ours, right? Like, we look at it and we think, oh, okay, I'm going to go to the church. Okay, I'm going to go to this meeting, and it's, you know, I got this meeting and I'm going to go to, and we'll see what happens. They're going to sign this, and we're going to check on the phones, whatever. And then the Lord's going, watch this. I'm going to bless Eugene. Watch this. And people don't understand that this is, I know people don't understand divine theater, but if you look at Ephesians 3, 10, 11, and 12, you find out that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God is shown to the authorities and powers and structures in heaven. God uses his church to demonstrate to the beings in heavenly places his wisdom. And that shows you just how deep and profound everything is that we go through, even to the point of just randomly being tossed into a group, and yet God has something already deeper going on before you even walk through the door. That's just what's so great.
Thank you. Yes, because I was feeling still kind of weak and tired, and I had just promised somebody I would come. I wasn't really feeling up to coming, and I just, as I walked in the building, Lord, may it be worth it that I come tonight. And also, this is actually a secular educators group. It's like for public and private school teachers and nurses and school counselors. So, but it happens to meet in the church where my brother works. And so I was even able to testify, you know, it was like an opportunity to witness, you know, some of those ladies do know the Lord, some do not. But it was just a beautiful symphony of how the Lord worked it all together. So thank you. Amen. I totally agree with you.
That's awesome. And it's awesome that you're responsive to that, and that you and Cordelia, and it's awesome that you guys are seeking and trying and drawing in. And the Lord has granted you favor, miracle after miracle, still protecting, still working. So when somebody asks you, are you saved? You can say, I am saved. I am being saved, and I will yet be saved. So it's like yes.
Well, I keep carrying that message on, Dr. David. And love and bless you and the audience. So carry on, my
excellent.
Friend.
Very, very good. That's just
you.
Great.
Congratulations.
Great job. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, very, very nice. So obviously I'm not going to be teaching on this initial thing, which is probably good, because guess what my subject's going to be? We'll do about this next Tuesday. It's going to be Jesus and the death penalty. You think you know? All right, we'll see. All right, anyhow, I just want to say this. Everybody has been marvelous, okay? People have been phenomenal. People that have called in, people that have emailed, people that have texted. It's just been great. But it's not over. In other words, great, and most people know this now, great things are coming. And here's a way you can know great things are coming. Ready? Ready? Here you go. God is great. So great things are coming. That's all you got to remember. That expectation of faith. Everything he allows in your life, my life, our lives, has a purpose. As he weaves his graciousness and his mercy into everything we encounter and demonstrates his wisdom to the heavenlies. And we're a part of that. Ooh, how cool. All right, we'll take a break and then we will come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break, don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry. No parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
The David Spoon Experience.
Again, Dr. Robert Jeffress. Doctor, are you there with us?
I'm here with you, David.
I'm so glad that you're here. I got to ask you this question. I get a little fiery, especially when Christians are being accused of things that are false, and that happens all the time, especially in the media. And I think if you remember our very first time we ever talked, I told you how impressed I was with you that you were able to keep your spirit steady.
Well, I appreciate that so much. You're a good friend.
I appreciate that. Here's the thing that drives me absolutely batty, which is where I need your help now. I understand this situation with Tim Tebow. He was going to do a dedication for you. He got a lot of pressure, apparently, from the media. The media accused you of being homophobic and anti-Semitic, which for me, I mean, It was. I guess when I first heard it, I was overwhelmed. First of all, anti-Semitic is a person who discriminates against or is prejudiced or hostile towards Jews. You've been on that show. Now, this is three times, and I'm as Jewish as they come.
Yeah, well, David, I mean, the charge of anti-Semitic comes from saying that everyone, including Jews, must trust in Christ in order to go to heaven. That is hardly anti-Semitic. In fact, I have a Jewish friend in New York who called me this week. She's not a Christian, but she said, I don't understand all of this. Said, I don't believe in the New Testament, but you do. You're simply saying what the New Testament says. And, you know, David, we've said before, you know, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And I remind people, Jesus was not a Southern Baptist evangelist. He was a Jewish rabbi. And yet you look at what he said, what the Apostle Paul said, the Apostle Peter. Here are the three most prominent men of the New Testament, every one of them a devout Jew, and yet they said there's one way to God, and that's through faith in Christ. That is not anti-Semitic.